Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My last name is spelled G-I-U-N-T-A. I am a city councilor from Ward 1 in the city of Franklin, and I thank you for the opportunity to take my testimony. If I may, please share with you some of the demographics of the city of Franklin. We are 8,500 people. We are smack dab right in the middle of New Hampshire. Of those 8,500 people, approximately 4,400 people are our labor force. Of those 4,400 people, a little more than 1,000 of those people work at manufacturing and industry. So as a city councilor, I'm here to give you a little bit of a different spin on what this project means. And it's not necessarily related to people's homes or people's individual bills. It is related to manufacturing and industry. With such a heavy reliance, one out of every four people in the city of Franklin relying on a manufacturing job, when I hear the statistic that electricity is the highest price than anywhere else in the nation right here in New England, that gives me pause, and it makes me a little bit nervous. So for the last 3 years, I have been talking to our major employers in the city of Franklin, and I've asked them, how is this impacting your bottom line? And their response to me has been, significantly, we are becoming more and more non-competitive with not only foreign competition, but competition right here in the United States. And if things don't change, I at some point will have to listen to my CFO, who continues to walk into my office as the CEO and says, we have to do something about these high electricity costs. Now, it may not mean much for a homeowner that has a bill of $150 and it goes to $175, but if you're paying $500,000, $750,000 a year in electricity rates, you can go most anywhere else outside of New England and reduce that by 50%. So at some point, if you can drop $250,000 or $500,000 to your bottom line and move 300 miles southwest of here, at some point you have to start paying attention to your CFO. Now, I think mostly through their benevolence, a lot of CEOs have said, this is where we started, this is where we want to stay. At some point, they have to make that decision whether or not they're going to stay based on these high costs. So bottom line is, many of the manufacturers have told me if things don't change, they're leaving. We've had one company that has already left. And the bottom line is that once we lose a manufacturer, they are very unlikely to come back. A company left about 7 years ago. We contacted them recently and said, would you ever like to come back to the city of Franklin? And their answer was, absolutely not. We love it here in South Carolina, and this is where we're staying. We can't afford that in the city of Franklin. And the 1,000 people in my ward cannot afford to lose their jobs for manufacturers to leave. So I merely bring this up because it's a different perspective, and I please want you to remember the statements that I have made. These 1,000 people and their jobs depend on those manufacturers staying, and recognize that they are all looking at your decision. And I think if your decision is no to this project, they are going to decide that there's really nothing coming down the pike that will help us. And they're going to make that decision to leave. So please, approve the Northern Pass, and I ask you to do so as expeditiously as possible. Thank you.